Welcome back. Last week, if you recall, we established the existence of the Illuminati beyond any reasonable doubt, and that it played a role in all revolutionary movements after its founding. Contemporary authorities like Abbe Barrowell, John Robison, later Leon Trotsky, Winston Churchill, and even the state of California. This week, we're going to discuss their overall goals. Now, we've stated that their primary goals are a one-world government to be ruled by them, and the elimination of God from public life. As part of this overall plan, they have the destruction of Christianity, the destruction of nations in favor of internationalism, the encouragement, or discouragement rather, of patriotism with the substitute for a cry for universal brotherhood, the abolition of family ties and marriage by means of a systematic corruption, suppression of the rights of inheritance and property, and last, the state control of children. They did not reveal their goals to the general public, but kept it secret, not only of their society, but of its real goals. There have been several books written early on which obfuscated the goals of the Illuminati and tried to apologize for Weishaupt that he was being misunderstood. Now, anyone who tried to expose them was to be smeared and ridiculed as mad. And this has happened to anyone who's ever tried to bring out the fact of the Illuminati. And we can talk about that a little bit later when it is involved with the United States or early America, even before the United States was formed. The overall strategy concerning the existence of the Illuminati was delineated by Weishaupt. He said this, quote, "Control the very fact of our existence. If they discover us, conceal our real objective by profession of benevolence. If our real objective is perceived, pretend to disband and relinquish the whole thing, but assume another name and put forth new agents." And that is what they have done over the years. The thing is that anytime anyone exposed them or any of their fronts, they were ridiculed. They were said that this had nothing to do with the Illuminati. These are just people doing various things on their own. It's a mistake. It's ignorance. Whatever excuse that they need to use for the machinations of the Illuminati. Now, one of the tactics that the Illuminists always did was try and take over the publishing industry in any country where they had expanded. The newspapers, literature, magazines, etc. When they were discovered by the Bavarian government, they pretended to go out of business and resurfaced as the German Union. Now, the German Union was really quite an extensive front of the Illuminati. It really was a series of literary clubs. They had over 400 of them in Germany. Now, this was a series of local groups of literary clubs ostensibly established to provide literature, newspapers, and magazines to a wider group of people by sharing their costs. You see, in that day, literature was very expensive. Magazine subscriptions, newspapers, everything was very expensive compared to what it is today. It's pretty cheap today. So what they did was they formed these groups in their little locales, country villages across Germany, 400 of them at least, and then they shared the cost of subscriptions, new books, etc., and then they would swap them around and so forth. And by this means, they literally took over the publishing business in Germany by controlling what was disseminated through their reading societies. They promoted their own authors, for instance, and drew a veil of silence over those who were independent and were not part or parcel of their independence. So from this time forward, between the German Union and the Illuminati infiltration into German universities, they set the stage for a socialist Germany and the racial biases that culminated in the Nazi regime. All leaders of the Illuminati and its prodigy have been racist, anti-Semitics, anti-Slavs, etc. They've done all they can to create racial divides as a means to divide and conquer the people, building hatred and getting people warring against one another, either within a country or between countries. War has always been the primary means to change society. There are other means to do so as well, which we will get into as we move along. But war has always been the primary means to change society. And we'll see that this is what Marx and Engels had to say in the Communist Manifesto needed to be done. Not a communist revolution as much as it was a revolution to change society. They use every means to start wars, and we'll explore this tactic as we proceed through our series. The Illuminati also use the tactic of infiltration into other organizations. One of the main organizations that they infiltrated and took over was the Grand Orient Masonry, or Continental Masonry. The book by John Robison, which we talked about last week, Proofs of a Conspiracy, was written primarily to his fellow Masons in England to warn them to watch out for Illuminati agents trying to infiltrate English Masonry. Now, what had happened was this. Weishaupt had actually invited Robison to come to Bavaria and take a look at the Illuminati organization. And the attempt by Weishaupt was to recruit Robison, who was a very substantial individual in the British community, well known in the scientific and literary community, and he was a top leader in English Masonry. He hoped that he could convince Robison to introduce the Illuminati into British Masonry. When Robison saw what it was all about, he was appalled, and subsequently did more research on top of what he had learned by being in the presence of Weishaupt, and wrote the book, Proofs of a Conspiracy, to warn Masonry and others of this terrible new organization called the Illuminati and its real goals. Now, too many people have been misled by the idea that the conspiracy is Jewish or Masonic. The root is Illuminist, and one has to keep their eye on that reality and not be pulled off into tangents that lead nowhere. We're going to discuss this more as we go along. But our book, The Victor Goes to the Myths and Monuments, goes into why the conspiracy cannot be Jewish or any other group or race. If it was, it would not work, since those minions who serve the conspiracy, who are not Jewish or Masonic or whatever, would realize they had no chance to rise to the top if they were excluded due to their different religion or race. I mean, after all, who wants to work for somebody when they know that they haven't got a chance of moving up the ladder of success, or in this case, the diabolical success? So that is part of the problem. When people look at the Illuminati, they think it's one thing when it really is simply all different races and people involved in this sort of thing. Until next week, we'll get further into it.